Right, let's talk music on the show, and somebody who is coming to the UK and is going to be spending quite a few months here and is going to start in Home Firth at the Picturedrome. This is somebody who has such a rich history in the world of music, and I have to say on a personal level, a real privilege for me to welcome to the show Martha Reeves. Martha, welcome.
Thank you, and welcome to you. Thank you for calling me.
Martha, it's a real pleasure, a real honour. And I wanted to talk about the tour you're going to be on, but also, of course, look at the history that you've had in music and the story of yours within the industry. And just talk me through, first of all, I think I'm right in saying, when you got into music, you were doing several other jobs and you were singing in the evening. Am I right with that?
You're right with that. So, graduated high school and had rehearsed and sang with young ladies in different groups, and had a job at a citywide cleaners, a dry cleaning company, and had gone as far as I could possibly go there, and was discovered at winning an amateur contest and given the prize of three nights of performance at one of our largest nightclubs in our history, the 20 Grand right here in the city of Detroit. And upon meeting William Stevenson, the A&R director of Hitsville, USA, Barry Gordy's new company, he gave me a card and said, "You have talent. Come to Hitsville, USA." And I looked at the card backstage, and I saw some local artists listed on it who had just been discovered by this young man who had started a company in his own house on a boulevard here in Detroit, and took that invitation, went there the next morning during secretary time, and was asked to answer a phone. And that was my entry into the Hitsville, USA building. After arriving, I was asked to answer a telephone. He would be right back. William Stevenson left me in that office for 3 whole hours. And when he came back, I literally had taken over. I had a commercial course in high school. I knew how to answer phones and how to take care of business, and had taken over the business, really, virtually, while he was absent. And when he came back, I was indisposable. It took about 15 days or 20 or so of my coming there every day from 9 to 9 in that office, artist in the repertoire office, and handling the calls and the musicians and meeting all the wonderful artists, and became a part of the Hitsville USA Motown factory.
Absolutely incredible, and you've done backing for certain artists, but obviously then Martha and the Vandellas and Martha Reeves and the Vandellas, just some of the music that you've been involved in. The word iconic sometimes, Martha, I think is overused, but in your case, I think it's absolutely spot on.
Well, I had experience with singing backup, but my group, the Delphys, had recorded on Checkmate Rape Records, and when I arrived at Hitsville, USA, he was writing a song for this drummer named Marvin Gaye. So the Andantes, who were the background singers, assigned to the Motown label as the official backup girls, were out of town, and I had to call in the girls that I had been rehearsing with to replace them, because you couldn't really tell William Stevenson or Barry Gordy that you couldn't find backup singers. So I called my girlfriends in, and our first backing project was with Marvin Gaye, Stubborn Kind of Fella. Then it went on to Hitchhike, Pride and Joy. And when Barry discovered our harmony, he said, "Put that record out on these girls." And I made up the name, Van Dyke. Street is on the east side. Della Reese is my aisle. And so the combination of those two words, Van Della, became our signature.
Now, with this sound, you've been all over the world with it. Do you find that when you come to the UK, do you receive a similar reaction from the crowds to what you would get in America? Do we react differently here?
You react most profoundly different. It's as if I've left America and came to the UK and found a home. We play the UK at least 3 times a year. We've been touring the UK since 1962, so I'm very proud to proclaim that I am a citizen of the UK, I find it home to me. And I've got so many lovely friends, and I don't call them fans because they've stayed with us all these years. I find some lovely friends who bring their children and their grandchildren to our shows now. So our history is well planted in your history.
Do you get much opportunity, Martha, to see the UK when you're touring?
We take every opportunity we can. Whenever we find there's somewhere of interest near where we're performing, we spend our extra time visiting.
Well, with your show on Friday, you're going to be in a town called Home Firth. Have you been there before, Martha?
Yes, I have.
Have you had much chance to experience the area?
I have, as much as we possibly could, but you must admit, when you're doing one-nighters, there's not a whole lot of time when you're only in a town for the visit to the theater, the hotel, then back into the van and ride away. So it's really difficult to get to see a lot of things, but we have helpful friends who will come and help us see things on our off time.
And for those, Martha, who will be coming to see you in Home Firth, the show, I imagine it's all just the big songs that everybody knows.
We always surprise our audiences because we've got so many songs that they request, and our show is filled with songs that have been requested over the years for us to perform, and it's always good when we surprise them with something different, and we always make sure that we do that. I was asked, do we do the same old show? I can't answer to that, because every time I sing our songs, it's new. It's a new audience. It's a new band. It's a new feeling. It's a new atmosphere. And it's a new spirit. And it's a spirit that stays alive because people have loved and caressed us and given us the thought that we were wanted, as well as the fact that I know our music is needed because it soothes souls. We unite people. We sing happiness and joy. And it's a fountain of youth for me, because Berry Gordy, when he recorded us and put it on his label that it was the sound of young America, it is now the sound of the world, and we're welcomed everywhere we go.
Well, if you want to take in some of that sound of the world, Martha Reeves and the Vandellas and the Soul DJ will be in Home Firth at the Pictodrome on Friday night. Martha Reeves, though, it's been a real honour to speak to you. Thank you for joining me on the show.
Thank you for letting everybody know we're coming, and we're packing, and we leave tomorrow. Thank you, love.